Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from listener-supported World Radio. I'm Myrna Brown.
And I'm Mary Reichard. Just one day after the Supreme Court heard oral arguments over whether states may reserve women's sports for women, a hearing on Capitol Hill produced a viral moment between a senator and a physician. That moment revealed how difficult it remains, even for experts, maybe especially for experts, to answer basic biological questions.
Here's World Opinions editor Albert Mohler.
Can men get pregnant? Can you believe such a question would ever be asked in a Senate hearing? Can you imagine that a doctor would refuse to answer the question? If you've been paying attention to our continuing cultural breakdown, perhaps you can imagine such astounding nonsense. But thanks to a U.S. Senate hearing yesterday, you don't even have to use your imagination. You can just listen or watch as the insanity unfolds. In a hearing held by the Senate's Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on the safety of chemical abortion drugs, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri asked Dr. Nisha Verma, an obstetrician, a very simple question. Can men get pregnant? But astoundingly, Dr. Verma would not answer the senator's question.
I'm not really sure what the goal of the question is.
The goal is just to establish a biological reality. You just said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics. Absolutely. So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get pregnant?
Care of many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women.
Can men get pregnant?
Again, as I'm saying,
let me just remind you, you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics.
Absolutely.
So, can men get pregnant? You're
totally
a doctor,
agree.
I think.
Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes, no questions like this are a political tool.
No, yes, no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding.
The exchange continued for another 3.5 minutes, but it signals nothing less than the fall of a great civilization. Dr. Verma is a physician, a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist, and an adjunct associate professor at Emory University. She is a fellow of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and a practicing physician. She's also an abortionist, working with Planned Parenthood, and she appeared before the Senate committee as a fellow of Physicians for Reproductive Health, which is straightforwardly pro-abortion. Dr. Verma was determined not to answer Senator Hawley's question, which could easily have been answered by a first grader. The exchange between the senator and the physician reveals the utter corruption of modern medicine that has been driven by two horrifying agendas, abortion rights and the LGBTQ revolution. In this single exchange, both of these agendas, mutually driven by the culture of death, combine into one agonizing lesson in modern insanity. An obstetrician-gynecologist, highly qualified and associated with a major medical school, refused to say whether men can get pregnant. None of this makes the slightest sense until you insert the issues of abortion and transgender ideologies. The entire abortion rights movement wants to insist that an unborn baby isn't a baby. And the transgender revolution now wants to insist that a man can have a baby. When Dr. Verma referred to the complex experiences of my patients and patients that don't identify as women, she's just parroting the transgender and non-binary line. We do need to take notice of one interesting dimension to the physician's gynecological and moral insanity. She did not have the courage to come out and answer Senator Hawley's question directly. If Dr. Verma is so committed to the new gender ideologies that she would make herself look like an absolute idiot before a national audience, why didn't she just come out and answer Senator Hawley directly by saying, "Yes, Senator, men can get pregnant"? The answer is simple and important. The gender ideologies are absolute insanity, and even those who push them know it. Thus, the doctor made herself appear clueless about basic biology because she is committed to a radical worldview driven by personal autonomy, individual liberation, and identity politics, and now by the cowardly corruption of the medical profession. But there's something far more basic than ideology, whatever its form, and that is reality, biological reality. Here's reality. A human baby is never going to pass through a male pelvis. Never. Not a chance. A man is never going to develop eggs, and a woman is never going to develop sperm. Not a chance. The Senate hearing yesterday should serve as an alarm that we are now reaching terminal cultural insanity. We have now some of the nation's smartest people saying some of the stupidest things ever spoken. We need leaders who will follow the example of Senator Hawley and press the questions unceasingly. We need to reveal the insanity for what it is, a determined effort to subvert creation order, biological fact, and moral sanity. We are a culture on the brink of disaster, and this recent Senate hearing just makes that undeniably clear. If this kind of insanity goes on, America is doomed. For World, I'm Albert Mohler.